Good morning, everyone. My name is Joel. Isn't it a great day? I think every day is a great day. And I think every day is wonderful. Marvelous. Great day.
Now, I was almost sure I heard Joel say it was a great day. I can hardly believe my ears.
Good morning, Miriam. This is my sister. She always has something to say, usually about me.
Now, sometimes I say nice things, too. Well, you must admit that you were a bit of a complainer not too long ago.
Me? Complain?
You complain, actually. We all were complaining. You see, kids, our families, were a long journey. God had rescued us from a country called Egypt, where our families in terrible danger. God was leading us to promise the land.
We were so excited. At first, that is. After the whole while of walking, we got tired and our feet got sores, and we started complaining.
All we ever did is walk all day and make a camp for the night. Then we'd get up and walk some more, and make a camp, and walk and make a camp, and walk and make a camp, and...
We get the idea, Miriam. I was walking on a hot day all day, but Mom said I couldn't keep drinking water, or we'd run out.
And every day, Mom said that we're almost there, but then we'd turn and go another way. Pretty soon, we forgot about how happy we were to get away from Egypt.
And the food! All we ever had to eat was manna. It was a special food that God sent us so we wouldn't get hungry while we were walking to the Promised Land.
At first, we loved manna. It was sweet, gooey stuff, that kind of stuff kids especially love to eat.
But after a while, I started to think about other foods I would eat instead.
I started to think about food that I didn't even like that much. I thought anything would be better than manna. Day after day, I started complaining.
We did lots of complaining. And now, even we start complaining about God.
Well, about the time God got a little tired of hearing us complain. While he was saving us and leading us to the promised land, so we started to have a big problem with snakes. Suddenly, there were lots of snakes everywhere, and they were biting people.
That certainly took our minds off the walking and food. All I could think of was the snakes.
Snakes!
It didn't take very long before we were all very sorry for complaining about what God was doing for us. So instead of complaining, we started praying. We thought maybe God would just chase the snakes away, but he did something very interesting.
God told our leader, Moses, to make a snake out of metal and put it on top of a big pole. If one of us got bit by a snake, all we had to do was look at the pole with the snake, and the bites won't hurt us.
It wasn't the snake on the pole that saved us. It was God's love. The pole just reminded us that God still loved us, even though we're complainers.
After that, we were tired, hard to... God told our leader, After that, we tried hard to be thankful for all the wonderful things God was doing, how he was going to protect us and help us to get to the Promised Land, which, of course, is exactly what he did, because God always kept his promises.
So we're not complainers anymore, at least not most of the time. Sometimes I forget and complain about my brother.
And sometimes I complain about my sister. But we always have to remember to be thankful to God and how much he loves us, and hope you do, too.
I think it's time for our friends to head to the Sunday school so that they can hear some more of God and his love.
Good idea. Please walk, everyone. See you next time.